Best practices for overclocking temperature control. Overclocking, the practice of running components at frequencies higher than manufacturer specifications, inherently increases heat generation and places additional demands on cooling systems. Effective overclocking temperature control requires understanding this relationship and planning cooling solutions that accommodate the additional thermal load. Enthusiasts pursuing stable overclocks must treat thermal management as a primary consideration rather than an afterthought. Successful overclocking starts with adequate cooling headroom, choosing cooling solutions rated well above the thermal output of stock components provides latitude for pushing frequencies higher. Premium tower air coolers or quality liquid cooling solutions become essential when pursuing meaningful overclocks, as stock cooling solutions rarely accommodate the increased power consumption and heat that overclocking generates. The investment in robust cooling often determines how much headroom exists for stable frequency increases. Temperature monitoring becomes crucial during overclocking activities, as real-time feedback guides decisions about stability and maximum achievable speeds. Users should run stress tests that simulate worst-case workloads while monitoring temperatures closely, adjusting clock speeds and voltages until stable operation emerges within safe temperature ranges. Understanding each component's specific temperature limits, typically ranging from 90 to 105 degrees Celsius for modern processors, helps avoid crossing into dangerous territory while pursuing performance. Beyond hardware considerations, thoughtful BIOS settings and software configurations contribute to effective temperature control during overclocking. Enabling enhanced sleep states and power management features reduces idle temperatures and power consumption. Setting appropriate fan curves that respond aggressively to temperature increases ensures cooling capacity scales with demand. Many overclocking guides recommend gradual voltage increases rather than jumping to high voltages immediately, as higher voltages generate substantially more heat while providing diminishing frequency returns.